Dennis in Iowa is working on an insulation project. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I'd like to insulate the ceiling in my attic, and I was wondering if I could use maybe those 4x8 sheets of foil back styrene.
Why would you want to do that? Are you living in your attic?
Yeah, I use the attic for storage and was trying to keep some of the heat out of there, and I thought I'd...
Well, your attic is either going to be conditioned space or not conditioned space. Are you heating the attic?
No.
All right, you don't want to insulate the rafters then. If your attic is properly insulated, the heat is kept at the floor level. You don't want to add insulation to the roof structure, especially because if you do it wrong, you're going to have an overheating situation where the shingles will wear out very, very quickly. So you only insulate that roof rafter if you're going to have that attic's going to be a finished living space with heat in it. And if you do it that way, if it is finished space, then what you do is you insulate only about two-thirds of the rafter bay. So, for example, if it's 2x6 rafter, you'd put 2x4 insulation in that, or 4 inches thick of insulation, so that you have space above it where air can flow and keep it cooler.
Okay.
But you definitely don't want to insulate it if it's not a conditioned space, because that's just not going to work out very well for you.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, see, now you have another project to think about this weekend, since we took that one off your list.
There you go. Thanks.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.